Say something controversial, Sam.
Yeah, say something controversial right now. Something.
And the Fed.
Yeah. See, I don't believe that, so that's why I have a difficult time saying things are controversial. I'm too level-headed.
You finally said something controversial. You're not level-headed.
I'm level-headed. Discuss.
No, I've seen your head. It's all wavy.
Oh, yeah, man. You got a wavy head.
Ow.
You could play some like 50s washboard music on your head.
What? Some what?
Washboard music.
What's that?
From like, you know, when it's like...
Okay.
Your head resembles a wavy lay.
What?
Potato chip. Or a ridge.
Oh, okay. No, yeah. It doesn't. But
your head's like the rumble strip on the side of a road. To let you know when you go off the shoulder.
What? My head is not like that.
Yes, it is. It's not level-headed at all.
Very normal head. Anyway. Yep. Now I'm feeling really weird about my head.
Hey, man, look what I did. If you did it, would you do it like this?
That's not how I do it.
I've been working myself to the bone, trying to pay off my student loans.
That's not how I do it.
I like carrots in my stew and a sprig of parsley. How about you?
That's not how I do it.
Break it down.
Would you do it in a jacket? Would you do it in a hat?
Would you do it like this?
I'd do it like that.
That's not how I do it.
Welcome to That's Not How I Do It, the podcast where we take a hard look at the world around us, find something we want to improve, and fix it. I'm Jared Sane.
I'm James Miser.
And I'm Sam Chidley.
And this week we are talking about braces.
Braces!
Right.
So, I think I'm the only one here who hasn't had braces, is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, you're the only one who still needs braces.
that's one way to say it.
Right, well, I think, as all dentists say, is the first rule of braces is everybody needs braces.
Yeah, everybody needs braces for anywhere from 1 to 5 years.
Do they really say that?
Yep.
Yeah, and it's actually also like the 5th or 6th rule of Fight Club.
Yeah.
My dentist never said that to me.
When was the last time you went to see your dentist, Sam?
Recently.
And how recently was that? In the last millennia?
Yeah, like if you think of time as a flat circle. it was not long ago at all. In the grand scheme of things, it was.
So, like, but geologically flash. Speaking, it was almost like it was yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, on a geological scale. Like
in human years, though.
it's been a while. I'd rather not say to a bunch of people who can't see what my teeth look like and know that they look good. Radio silence. All right. Anyway, I didn't know there was an experience I had when I had my wisdom teeth out. I went to, I guess that's an orthodontist, and he recommended. I my teeth aren't like crooked or anything, but I have like a little gap in the front, and he recommended I get braces to fix that. But I said no. That was the only thing. That's the only time I had a dentist tell me to get braces.
Yeah, my teeth were sort of crooked, not horrible though actually, but I had braces pretty much through the entirety of middle school.
Ugh, that's a rough time.
I mean, it's a rough time no matter what. So I'm glad it was then rather than like later or earlier. I guess it wouldn't have made sense because I still had like baby teeth.
I see what you're saying. Sort of like middle school already sucks. So yeah. Why don't you just commit?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think
and then you live through it with like everybody else who's also getting them in middle
school. Yeah, there's so many people who have braces in middle school. It's like you're just one of Mm-hmm. One of thousands, one of millions of kids with braces in middle school.
Yeah, that's true.
So I actually had a, similar experience, I think, with braces, similar to Sam's, with like one minor little difference, I guess, which is that I went to the doctor, or the dentist, I guess, and they told me that that I really needed braces. And this is where my story changes, is I said, okay, I'll get braces.
Yeah, but you like all... really needed braces, Jared.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the thing that sold me, so I had crooked teeth.
You were also, hold on a second. You were also
in my 20s.
Older than me. Like, I was like 17 or 18 when that happened.
Yeah.
Like, I already knew you before you had braces.
Yeah, so my problem was, my problems were numerous. And the one that convinced me was that I guess my back molars touched. Like, when I closed my mouth, there was a big old gap between my top teeth and my bottom teeth.
Wait, only your back molars touched?
Yeah.
Wait a second. So, how did you chew stuff?
Yeah.
It was like the only teeth that could touch were your back teeth?
Right. That's kind of what the dentist was wondering, I guess, which is why I like, which is maybe why I liked oatmeal so much.
Yeah. Anything I don't have to chew.
But they said I was going to destroy my back molars because I was only using them and that they'd like crack and fall out in my 30s.
Wow.
So you would lose your teeth in your 30s if you didn't get braces.
The only teeth that he can use would break and fall out.
But if that happened, then probably
some other teeth would
fill right in.
And slowly I'd lose my teeth starting from the back.
Until all you had was just...
Jeez.
Two front teeth.
Yeah. Well, four, I think. Probably top and bottom. Two top and two. So I thought maybe that was a bad idea to let that happen. So I embarked on a great journey that was pretty terrible, to be honest.
It usually is. Braces.
Jared, I think your situation is the most interesting. And there's probably some things about it that you would change. I remember when you were going through it, I thought, like, man, I wish this could be...
Well, thanks, Sam.
...easier.
You're just dismissing my situation.
I mean, James, I'm sure yours was tough. But, I don't know. Jared went through it in, like, his 20s.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
It's fucked up. So, James, unless you... Oh, I don't know. You can chime in anytime, like, with your next experience.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll chime in at any time with my experience.
Fine, forget it. All I was saying is, like, I think maybe... let's focus on Jared's storyline.
All right, let's focus on Jared.
Damn it.
Go ahead, Jared.
You know, I'm...
We can focus on me if you want. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe we should just give Sam braces.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's an idea.
But just to do the opposite of what the dentist suggested.
Uh-huh. To make my teeth further apart.
Yeah.
But that kind of leads to, I think, maybe like the first thing I would change about my experience is the reason for getting braces and the goal of braces. I think that could be pretty different.
Uh-huh. Well, what was the rationale?
Well, for Jared it was for health reasons. Uh-huh. For me it was aesthetic. Yeah.
Right.
Well, mine was both aesthetic and health.
Yeah, aesthetic and health. But it could be just for pure entertainment.
Yeah. It's like, let's just see how crazy we can get with this.
Yeah. Like, these teeth look like this right now, but I'm sure with modern dentistry, we can make them look real funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You go for like
a crisscross them.
I could go for like a shark thing where I have like rows and rows of teeth.
I don't know if braces help you grow teeth, new teeth.
You just take my existing teeth. They could have like short little, there's short rows.
You could get teeth shaped braces.
Mm. Oh yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
I also like when like Kanye had his bottom teeth front four teeth removed and turned into diamonds.
I didn't know he did that.
Yeah, you could have
it's
more
extravagant.
Like, yeah, you could have more extravagant braces.
Uh-huh.
So he chews food with diamonds.
You know it.
Wow. So why would, if you didn't have to get braces for health and aesthetic reasons, like why would you want to get them?
Oh, the reasons are myriad.
Yeah. I would say, like, Sam, like, a reason that you could get braces was so that they could make your mouth bigger, maybe.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Like Doc, I need more apples. I need to be able to eat more apples at once.
Yeah. Yeah, I would like I would like my teeth to become like a hippo mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. With like really, really big teeth, like the size of like a coffee mug.
Yeah. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. I would like to have sort of like a track installed along my teeth line, and like so I have like a little cord that I could pull to like open and close my teeth, kind of like Drake's.
Oh, I want my teeth rather than going horizontal up and down.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to be vertical, going side inwards like a predator.
Ooh.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's intimidating.
Yeah.
Or like you could do a circle, a full circle, like a
like the mouth of an octopus or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I would like to see that. I mean, I would probably never look at you in the face, like yeah, after I watch like, you eat once.
I don't think I would want to go to dinner with you. But
yeah, it would just be a circle of teeth with a tongue sticking out of the middle.
you would bite your tongue so much.
Yeah. Also, I don't know if I'd be able to speak English or speak human sounds anymore.
Yeah, you'd have to learn that. Yeah. You'd have to learn that language in Arrivals. In Arrival.
Yeah.
I would like to get language. Gaps between all of my teeth. I want gaps between all of my teeth at like musical intervals.
Oh, that's so an awesome idea.
Whistle through different teeth at different notes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
Oh.
I mean, it's not that hard to whistle now, but come on. You could whistle regular whistling and then also be whistling through a tooth and create like a bass line and a harmony.
Yeah. You could have you could put like little reeds in there and have like a harmonica.
Yeah, you could get like a wind diffuser, I guess like an air diffuser that sends things to different teeth, so you could really do like a 3 or 4 part harmony.
Yeah, that's cool. One thing that I've always thought is interesting about teeth is that it's kind of like parts of your skull coming out of your skin.
Oh, never really thought of it that way.
Well, especially your top teeth, because your top jawline's like.
Yeah,
rigid.
But it's kind of interesting that it's like parts of, like bones that are like coming out of your flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is strange. The gum itself is just a bizarre piece of human anatomy, I feel like.
Mm.
Yeah.
Or just any animal that has gums, I guess.
Like it would like, make more sense to me if we were like insects and had like more of those exoskeletons.
Yeah.
Because then it's like all of like the bones and stuff are on the outside, but mm-hmm. for like. I guess all mammals and maybe other animals.
I'm trying to picture like if your teeth were like coated with flesh or something, like it would not be a very pleasant way to eat.
No, it wouldn't. But it's kind of like every time you smile at somebody, you're like, hey, look at my skull.
Mm-hmm. That is what I'm thinking. You want to see my skull? Check it out! Yeah. Interesting. What is it about showing teeth that is like meaningful to us? I don't know.
It's hard to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause like when I see somebody who like smiles with their mouth closed, that's like one thing. But when they like do like a full, like open smile, like smiling ear to ear.
Yeah.
It does mean something different.
Yeah.
At least that's what it. That's what I got from the emotion cards that they trained me with.
You know, what I just imagined was if you could get something. This isn't really braces necessarily, but like implants in your teeth that would, when you smile, your teeth would actually move up and down in like a choreographed wave, like doing like a wave through your whole mouth,
like the wave.
Yeah, like the wave.
Stadiums?
Yeah. Like the wave, but with your teeth.
Okay. That's weird.
That would be a really, like, big smile.
Mm-hmm. I feel like if there's no, like, music to go along with that, it'd be kind of weird.
Well, there'd be a Bluetooth speaker as well.
Okay, good.
Your molars would be Bluetooth speakers.
That actually sounds pretty useful. Like that change right there, I'd like that.
Yeah, because if you had a Bluetooth speaker in your skull or in your molar, in your back molar, then you'd never need headphones again.
Yeah,
because like you could just play it at such a low volume that only you could hear.
Mm-hmm. Or
open your mouth.
Open your mouth, and it's a party. I think more, if that was something that you could do, I think more people would get braces voluntarily. I think that'd be like a thing at school. We'd be like, oh man, he's got speakers in his mouth and I don't, you know? Like,
yeah.
Gotta keep up with the Joneses.
Yep.
I don't know. That sounds fun.
I think we got some good ideas for like why we would want to have braces.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the next step is like, I guess, finding your orthodontist.
Well, how did you find yours? You just went on Craigslist and
I put a wanted ad up, actually. Yeah.
Misconnection, my teeth, your hands.
Misconnection, all of my teeth except the back molars.
So I sorted through the responses to my posting and I think I did just read like some reviews and was only looking within like a certain geographical radius because I didn't want to drive too far.
Okay. Were you happy with your guy that you found? Was that like a good method?
With a gal.
The professional that you found?
The professional gal.
Yeah.
She was fantastic and absolutely like totally mean. Very mean lady. Well, she kept trying to pressure me to get extensive jaw surgery.
Uh-huh.
Because she was sort of a perfectionist, I think, and wanted...
She wanted to cut your head open and rearrange it?
Yeah.
Yeah, talk about that. Because that's interesting.
Yeah, your mouth was crazy. They wanted to do some crazy stuff to you. tell our listeners, because like, me and James remember it. James and I remember it kind of vividly. But nobody else knows.
Well, I'll try to summarize quickly because there was a lot that happened. But to correct my bite, to get more of my teeth to fit properly and touch, my dentist wanted to expand my upper jaw, by which they were going to essentially do a small surgery in which they like just basically hit your mouth hard with a hammer so it cracks.
Oh my god.
And there's like a seam that runs from front to back along the top of your jaw that calcifies when you go through puberty. So if you do it younger, you don't have to get hit with a hammer. but in your 20s, they got to crack that calcium encasing, or not encasing, but glue essentially. And then they insert an appliance in the top part of your mouth on the inside that is basically a medieval torture device. That you literally are given a crank for, like that you're supposed to attach to the device twice a day and turn it to push starts pushing your mouth wider.
Twice a day.
See, that seems like something that could like get you to the point where you did have like a predator mouth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It seems like you could accidentally overdo it.
Oh, I think it would be very easy to overdo it. I think they do have it. Like the little crank locks after you turn it the appropriate amount. Uh-huh. So you'd have to take it out and put it back in.
Oh.
So you'd have to really overdo it on purpose.
Okay.
But the thing was, this device was pretty large. You'd have to imagine like for something that could push your mouth apart. So basically it filled up the top part of my mouth.
Oh, God.
And you might not realize how sort of integral your palate is for talking.
Uh-huh.
Until your tongue can't get anywhere near it.
That sounds so uncomfortable. This whole conversation makes me like pretty uncomfortable. But
yeah, right. Every time you try to say like, what's a word that
like the whole thing about like cracking the calcium seam on the roof of your mouth, I like think about that and I squirm a little bit.
Yeah, it's gross. A difficult part for me was like, you know, you're presented with all this information. Like the orthodontist wants something, like the oral surgeon wants something, and you've got to figure out like. Well, do those actually make sense for me?
Uh-huh.
Like, because they're like sort of like pushing you to do this thing. And it's like a tough, you've got like this decision to make, and it's tough because you don't really know exactly how everything is going to go. Mm-hmm. So I guess I wish that they just, maybe instead of giving you that decision, they just drugged you and did it.
No decisions are made on your part. You just sort of go in and then all of a sudden you wake up and like there's stitches across the top.
Yeah. I disagree. I think I think they should make it more your decision.
Like, yeah, you should have to do it yourself.
I don't know if I got that far, but they should give you like a pad of paper and a pen, and they're like, okay, draw what you want your mouth to look like.
They have to take art classes.
You know, like whatever like you do, like that's what they're going to do in surgery.
Yeah.
Because like, they don't want to be held responsible. Yeah, no, like,
you don't even draw the right number of teeth.
Yeah.
We had to remove 15 teeth.
You just draw like a zigzaggy mouth.
it's like filed down like super sharp teeth. Mm-hmm. Or you do those like grid teeth, you know, where you just draw one line across and then down. Yeah. And so they make it so that you can't open your teeth ever again. I don't know. But like maybe not to that extent, but it would be kind of cool if they were just like, well, what do you want? You know, like, what do you want your teeth to be like?
What would your guys' ideal teeth be?
I'd get mine filled with LEDs.
Oh, that's cool.
Really?
Yeah. There could be many LED screens.
Yeah. Well, not screens, just even the lights.
Oh, so just the lights?
Have like flashing, like Christmas light teeth.
I like that. If your teeth were just Christmas lights,
my teeth would, they would last forever, right? They'd be like super strong teeth.
Yeah,
you know, I wouldn't have to worry about them like getting cavities or anything.
Right. Yeah.
So diamonds, Kanye teeth,
but they have. I still want them to like look like normal teeth. Yeah, but be like stain resistant.
Okay, yeah.
And taste like bacon. So I could just like lick my teeth whenever I want and taste bacon.
I mean, that sounds good until you're eating something that like doesn't go with bacon at all.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Maybe it's something I can like. Nah, you can't really turn it on and off. All right, so they don't taste like anything.
Uh huh.
But I don't know. But
I mean, bacon does go with most things.
Yeah, but not all things. Not with everything.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you want your mouth to taste, like, fresh, you know? Like, after you brush your teeth and your mouth tastes really good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you always tasted like bacon. And you know what? Maybe then you wouldn't enjoy bacon as much.
Yeah.
Which would be, that'd be a real shame.
That would be a shame. Oh, because, like, you'd be so normalized to it, they would taste like nothing.
Yeah. They would taste like your teeth. Like, if bacon tasted like teeth?
No!
No, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. They're like, oh, you want a teeth, egg, and cheese?
No!
Teeth edge.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound good. You know what else I would get, I think, would be I would have my fondest memories etched into my teeth.
That's kind of nice.
That's cool.
So you could, like, tongue them and then remember?
Yeah. It'll be on the inside of my teeth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's backside. Cool. It could be almost like Braille.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You could have, like...
The story of your life.
The story of your life. Or you could have, like, an entire library in your teeth.
Oh, that's nice.
And you're like, I'm gonna
read Moby Dick for a little while.
And then people would be like, oh, Sam, what are you doing with your tongue and your teeth?
Reading. what if you could fix other stuff with braces besides your teeth?
Ooh.
Like, if you put, like, I don't know, if you got, like, a bumpy head, put a bunch of wires around your head and
that's kind of what they do with
make it a level head.
Like a back brace or a neck brace is pretty much the same idea, right?
I guess it's
true. But you don't get, like, brackets in it. Like your spinal cord, you could get brackets on each piece of your spinal cord and then move those around.
Yeah. Yeah, what if, like, you changed, like, other things like that for aesthetic reasons?
What about
I want longer fingers. I want, like, really long, like, like, spidery, like, Voldo fingers. Is there like, well, a way I could like have like these braces that like stretch out my fingers, so I could like pick up like an apple from 3 feet?
Oh yeah. I'm not sure if you understand how braces do.
I guess I don't.
That's not repositioning something. That is like changing your biology.
Mm. I don't know. I think that I've heard of you know, like people who have one leg that's longer than the other leg. They'll break the shorter leg and then stretch it out.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Maybe not.
So
maybe
Sam just does that with his fingers until they're 3 feet long.
Yeah, 3 feet might be unrealistic.
I don't know. Why not? But maybe,
what about like an extra, like, you could maybe get like an extra inch.
No, you can get 3 feet for sure.
Yeah. I mean, your bones would just be
right
dust
really,
at that point.
It'd be really funny looking.
Well, I'm picturing it sort of like he has his, bones in his fingers. But they're, like, very far apart.
Yeah.
It's mostly muscle. It's kind of, like, almost like tentacles.
Yeah. It's cool.
I was thinking that he had his bones broken in his fingers so many times that it's, like, just a trail of little bone bits.
Oh, man. If I had those fingers, I could slap James from here.
Slap.
I feel like you'd have sort of like poor coordination and control of your fingers if they were that long.
Yeah.
Because it's like, because of the weight and like torque and everything. Like,
I think you'd get used to it. Human body's amazing.
It certainly
is.
Yeah,
you get used to it, but you would never have like full fine motor control, I don't think.
Really?
No.
Why?
I just feel like from breaking your bones so many times,
it was just one time, and then it was big old stretch.
Yeah.
I thought this was like a multi-part thing where it's like you had to keep breaking it over and over again and re-stretching.
Well, we'll try one hand on your method and one hand with my method, and we'll see which one has better motor control.
I can't wait. Well,
I feel like my hand, Sam's hand that I take control of is just going to be like a flat, squished mess. Like, let's take a rolling pin.
Oh, that's an interesting idea. So, like, yeah, they wouldn't even have to both do that. So I could have, like, one hand that's, like, for grabbing things that are far away, and the other hand could be... Yeah, like a flat disc that's like really good for like carrying drinks. Hey, like, guys, I'm going to get the next round. Anybody want anything? And be like, I get like a whole table full of people who could like give me their order. And I'd go up to the bar and get them all. Yeah. Sounds great.
Yeah, and you'd be good at stealing drinks from the bar with your other hand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You're starting to sound like Mr. Fantastic from the Fantastic Four. Yeah. Or who's that other guy? Good. Plastic Man.
Yeah, that, you know, that disc hand could do some other stuff too. It could like good for making like paninis.
Well, I think you could also supplement your
carrying pizza.
Your long fingers with a long forearm too.
Uh huh. Yeah.
So like, you'd have a forearm that was like 6 feet long.
Yeah.
I think we should introduce another joint into it as well.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm just saying, let's open our mind about braces a little bit, see what else we can do. Okay, well, I think that's our show for today. If you have any suggestions for how you would fix braces, or if you have any ideas for additional episodes, you can shoot us your suggestions on Twitter at ThatSnotPod. And if you want to go ahead and rate and review us on iTunes, that would also be awesome. Who should we give a special thank you to today?
Oh, I think we should thank that doctor for not cutting Jared's head off.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Anyway, thanks again.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, we never said... Brace yourself. Brace yourself.
Brace yourself.
Embrace yourself. Give yourself a hug. Hold yourself tight.